This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, Corey and I are opening up the show with Doc and with Chris Temple. And we're doing this because we want to talk about a couple of things here. We want to talk about the good things in the world right now. We talk an awful lot about the negativity that's going on. There are some things, I think, though, that are very positive, number one, and I think we should be thankful for them. Having said that, a gentleman by the name of Steven Pinker, who is a professor of psychology at Harvard, states that, and he's got a chart, and his statistics show that the decline in violence from biblical times to the present is significant, and he argues that it may seem illogical and even obscene given events in places like Darfur and Syria that we're living in the most peaceful time in our species' existence. I've stopped and thought about that, you guys, and I think he might be right.
I suppose if you looked at raw numbers of the 7+ billion people in the world, there's probably less of a percentage of them in some kind of warfare than in times past when the populations weren't nearly as big and when you had more people involved in wars. So in that sense, it might be true. But, you know, I still worry about the tendency towards that in so many smaller areas and in smaller ways, relatively speaking, whether in Darfur or Syria or Iraq or the Middle East more generally, in Ukraine, wherever it might be. I think that in a technical and literal sense, that man's point is probably accurate, but I wonder if he's overstating just how peaceful things really are.
You know, Al, too, we had talked off Mike, and I had mentioned that there's a statistic out a while back that says for the United States that this period in our history, recent and just recent past, is the longest period of continuous wars that we personally have had ever in our history. So I guess it depends on what country you're talking about. But as far as hand-to-hand combat and war being very personal, like in World War I and World II, we're not seeing those kind of wars like we used to. And, of course, I guess the reason for that, and maybe you can look at that as a positive when some people would look at it as a negative, is the fact that the potential of nuclear warfare, I think, kind of puts those kind of wars on the back burner now.
Well, I think one other aspect here, guys, is war can be, I think, referred to in many different ways. We have these physical combats that are going on around the world. We also have some of these other combats, and something that we have been seeing with what's been going on with Russia and the sanctions that have been putting on them, almost a Cold War starting there. And then we also have currency wars, where this constant devaluation over in China and Europe and even what I would say the U.S. started. I think that this is a whole other aspect that needs to be considered when we talk about war these days. Chris, I bet you have a comment on that.
Outstanding point, Corey. Outstanding. That's very true. And we can add to even what you just brought up, the cyber warfare going on. You know, when all is said and done, war's motives still have not changed that much. Only the methods have changed. The motives are still over territory. They're over money. They're over resources and influence and political power and things like that. And who's going to be boss? And that part of man's, if you will, animal instincts, to some extent, haven't changed. The nice thing and the hopeful thing is that there's a lot of pushback against that. And I've said many times in the past, and I'll say it again here, that I'm heartened that for all the bad things that we see, you've got movements all over the world on the part of people of goodwill, all cultures, all religions, to start taking back some of their own destiny from those people at the top who are motivated by these types of things. They want power. They want control of money and resources and so forth. The average person out there just wants a good life. I mean, they don't want to be rich. They want a good, comfortable, healthy life. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there in the world that are starting to do things. They don't need to wait for instructions from the government or anybody else.
You know, and that's a good point, Chris, and you brought it up kind of indirectly, and so did Corey. And that's the thing that I'm very grateful for is the Internet. We can get news now that it would have always been controlled in the past. And we can get it now from different sources, and so you can start to question the usual propaganda that's put out by every government. They don't have the luxury anymore of keeping us in the dark as much as they used to, and as more people figure this out, they're going to start to hold these people more accountable, I feel.
I got to tell you, I'm a real news junkie. I spent at least 10 or 12 hours a day, much to Kathy's chagrin, on following all the various events. And the conclusion that I have finally come to, and I came to this conclusion very, very recently, I'm not even sure that some of the pundits in the news world believe some of the stuff that they're spewing. I think that it's all about selling ad space, amassing as big an audience as you can, et cetera, et cetera. I'm firmly convinced that's the case. And you know, I got to tell you, the pundits are truly running the country in terms of getting our emotions in a direction that really is totally, totally non-productive. You know, I read an editorial by a fellow by the name of Stephen Carter, and Stephen says, quote, "We're an imperfect country and always will be. The distinguished favors and precious advantages of which James Madison spoke may not always be equally distributed, but they are what mark the nation as distinctive. We can do no greater honor to our forebears than adopting an attitude of respect and humility across our differences as we give thanks for the remarkable project that is America." America is a remarkable project. You know what? It's the people in the country, and I have to say this because I believe it, that are absolutely screwing it up, and that makes me very sad.
Well, again, I think that people are starting to wise up, Al, to those people who are screwing things up. You know, I follow stories all the time about local communities all over America and all over the world, really, that are adopting local currencies, local food co-ops. They're getting away from the genetically modified food. They're using bitcoins, you name it. I mean, they're opening up their own health exchanges, even in local areas, incredibly, their own quasi-stock exchanges to help, you know, mom-and-pop businesses. You know, Wall Street and the banking system have largely bypassed the man on the street with this big boom that we've seen in the stock indices the last few years. And people are even doing things to try and counteract that. Crowdfunding sources, angel investing, local exchanges where if a guy is trying to expand a tire shop, he has a way to be put in touch with somebody who, rather than putting all of his money in the stock market, might want to keep some of it close to home and help somebody that's going to benefit local business community and everybody at large. I mean, this is stuff that most people don't know much about. You'll be seeing, we talked about this earlier, a separate issue of my newsletter that's going to talk about just these kinds of things for Christmas time.
Well, you know, Chris, just to add to your list of all the changes you're seeing, another big one is the fact that our trade-weighted dollar is slowly being compromised across the globe. Dollars used to be traded in 80% of the trades, and now it's down to 60%. And Canada has just got into the action by announcing a series of deals to trade directly in renminbi and directly with China and cutting out the dollar as well. So you're seeing just amazing changes happening across the globe. And we're in a system today where we're part of history that the history books are going to look back on and say, wow, what an amount of change globally that was taking place during our period of time.
When you talk about Canada, you know, engaging in trade using the Chinese currency, you could say, bravo, that's great because the world is working together. And I fall into that camp. Stick around. We're going to be right back. We'll be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to segment number two of the first hour. Hey, I got to tell you, I hope everybody in the United States anyway had a great Thanksgiving. I know my family and I certainly did. It's always great to get together with the entire family, and it was fun. Hey, something else that's fun for me and for Corey is to be involved with a company that really is doing well, and a company that we are involved with that is doing very well is a company called Snip. I've got a tool, the president of Snip on the line with us right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the company, but in the interest of full disclosure, I do have to say a couple of things. One of them is that our company, our parent company, AB Corlin & Associates, is doing a registration statement for Snip, and the Form 20-F has been filed, and so Snip will be fully reporting here very, very shortly. Before we get into recent events, just give our listener a little bit of an overview of the company, Atul.
Sure. Thanks for having me back. So we have a company that, you know, we took to the Toronto Stock Exchange in 2012 with a simple premise where, you know, we were trying to help our brand clients, clients like Clorox, Johnson & Johnson, you know, L'Oreal, Procter & Gamble, really large clients, solve two simple problems. The first problem was, you know, if I'm spending all of this money advertising, do I actually know if people are shopping? It's a simple, simple question, right? So that's the first problem we try and solve. We try and actually give them great data about, you know, where they're spending their money to advertise and whether that advertising is actually resulting in people shopping. And the other problem that we're trying to solve, which is not, you know, imminently obvious to all of us shoppers, since it is, you know, the start of the shopping season, is that when we walk into a store like Walmart or Target, you know, you and me are customers of the store, but the store's customers are actually these big brands. So even though we might be buying, you know, soap at Walmart, you know, and Procter & Gamble is the owner of the soap, their real customer is not you and me, it's actually the store. And that chain of command has to be maintained because from a Walmart's perspective, for example, they don't care what you buy as long as you buy it in their store. But from a Procter & Gamble perspective, they don't care where you buy your soap as long as you buy their soap. So there's this, you know, this tension in the industry that we're trying to solve. And, you know, we have a platform that allows our brands to, you know, activate customers in any channel of advertising, whether it be on Facebook, Google, Twitter, television, print, radio. It actually allows them to then validate whether those customers took actions that the brand wants them to take, such as buy their stuff. And then, you know, the third piece of our platform allows them to incentivize those shoppers, that's you and me, to continue shopping at the stores that, you know, you like shopping at, which keeps the customer of the brand, Walmart, happy. So sorry for a long explanation, but, you know, that's what we try and do.
Well, and to a little further background for some of our new listeners as to how Al and myself got involved with you and Snip, we met about a year ago now, and at that time, Snip was building out this back-end infrastructure, and I believe that it was pretty much already, for the most part, the bones of it built at that time. And Snip already had some pretty big-name customers. I remember Procter & Gamble. And then moving forward from there, Snip has only taken on bigger, more established companies. You've worked with Major League Baseball. You've worked with pretty much all the big names that you can think of when you walk into a major retailer. And this has shown on the revenue of Snip. And Snip reported your Q3 revenue November 17th, 2 weeks ago. And the revenues for the 3 months ending September 30th grew 252% compared to that three-month quarter a year ago. Can you explain a little bit how Snip has been able to consistently grow your revenue?
Right. So we're very proud of the fact that we've had 11 straight quarters of revenue growth. You know, in year one, we grew the company 35%, in year two, 70%, and this year we'll be over 150% from the year before that. And, you know, we've got some awesome clients that really see the value of what we're doing. But in terms of why our revenue is growing, it's a great question. And, you know, I'll go back to the advertising age 1.0, where, you know, advertising when we were kids was all about television, radio, and print. And, you know, a big brand would advertise, you know, on television, radio, print, newspapers, you know, their whole premise was, I think you saw my ad or you heard my ad, and I really hope that you actually, you know, went out and bought my products. That was generation one of advertising, right? Television, print, and radio. But then Google and Facebook came along and they were like, you know what? We're going to help you, Mr. Advertiser, Mrs. Advertiser, actually know if someone saw your ad. Because television, print, and radio, you know, my first job out of school was selling, 30-second and 60-second television ads for large, you know, events like the U.S. Open to brands, right? And the first question used to be, hey, how many people saw my ad? And a television company, even today, or a newspaper company, really doesn't know. I mean, how do you tell, right? You don't know. But when Google and Facebook came around, you know, that's generation 2.0 advertising, they said to advertisers, look, we're actually going to tell you how many people saw your ad. And they did it by, you know, the simple click, right? So you pay per click, and that tells you that someone actually saw the ad. But they still don't answer the fundamental question that every brand manager keeps asking us, which is, okay, now I know you saw my ad, but so what? Did that person actually go shop? Google can't tell you that, neither can Facebook. They can tell you you saw the ad and you clicked on it, or Pinterest or Instagram or any of these large social networks, right? But they did solve one problem, which was at least they were giving you more information than the generation one of television, radio, and print. As an example, you know, we are on this radio show, but I have no clue how many of you are actually going to go buy my stock. And that's the same thing in the world of retail, right? If I place an ad on television, print, radio, Google, Facebook, wherever, do I really know if someone went and bought something? And, you know, the reason we're growing is because we think we are generation 3.0, and, you know, we think that because our brands are telling us that, right? Like, we actually know what you bought, where you bought it, how much you spent on it, what else you bought. And as a result, we're making our brands smarter to the point where some of them are now telling us, why don't you tell us where we should spend our ad dollars, because you can actually track if it resulted in someone walking into a store to buy something.
You know, I got to tell you, it is just amazing how the business community has changed for the better, I have to say, in many aspects since I got started in it about 40 years ago or thereabouts. Atul Subharwal is the chief executive officer of Snip Interactive. He is also the founder of the company. And I have to say, you know, Atul, when you and I got together for lunch last year, 2013, at the restaurant over in White Rock, I was pretty darn impressed, but you guys have really exceeded my expectations, and thankfully so, because I did buy some shares in the company, so you folks need to be aware of that this is really not arm's length on my point. Corey and I did buy shares in Snip, and we're very, very comfortable with that. So having said that, Atul, we're going to keep everybody posted on your company. It's doing great. The shares are doing great. Internal growth is doing great. Not a guarantee that that's going to continue, but you've sure done a great job.
It will continue.
Well, nothing in this world is guaranteed, but unfortunately, on financial reporting, we have to state that I have no intention of selling any stock at this moment in time that I own.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Snip Interactive is a very interesting company. Full disclosure, as we said in the last segment, Corey and I both own stock in Snip, and we have for almost a year right now. Having said that, we're chatting right now with Dave Skudinski. Dave is a fellow who I've known for probably about 20 years, if not longer. Corey has known Dave for probably 5 or 6 years. We both have the highest regard for Mr. Z. Let me tell you this. He is in a sector that I find to be fascinating, and that sector is renewables. Dave, you're saying right now is the time to really consider getting into stocks of renewable energy companies, correct?
Yeah, Al, it's a very interesting time because it's the stocks are not doing particularly well, and that's something that makes me feel happier when I see them go down rather than going straight up, because it's a proverbial buying opportunity. One of the reasons, well, there's two reasons really, and one is the energy business in general, oil and gas, and I don't have to tell anybody who watches the markets that the oil market has been in a pretty serious dive, and it's tainting the energy sector as a whole. Even though oil prices don't really affect the price of electricity, and therefore they don't affect wind power and solar power stocks, it seems that they've been tied together, and they're all dropping in sort of in unison. And another factor that is sort of weighing on the sector is the midterm election. You have a strong Republican Congress, and the perception is that Republicans will not be quick to extend government subsidies that are helping to finance solar power, wind farms, etc. So people are afraid that it's going to hurt the business. So both those factors have pushed on the whole sector, and it's brought prices of these stocks down, even though their business is doing very well currently and looks to be doing well, even if subsidies are cut. So it's a good time to be looking at these stocks and getting them at prices that are considerably lower than they were even 3 or 4 months ago.
Dave, what I find really interesting about this renewable energy sector is that if you talk to people, say, a year, 2, 3 years ago, everybody would say, well, you know, I don't want to use solar power because it's just so expensive. It's expensive to install. It's expensive to run. It's not nearly as efficient. But the fact of the matter is that has all changed recently. I've been seeing charts coming out for the last probably 6 months to a year now that have shown this massive decrease in the cost of producing at least solar energy. I think that seems to be one of the leaders right now in my eyes. And if that could get out a bit more to, I guess, the general public and even investors, to me, that is why I am drawn to this sector right now. Oh, I know that you sent me a few articles on this. Can you explain this a bit further for our listeners, please?
Well, it's a technology story, really, and it's just a matter of engineers in these companies doing everything they can to continuously push cost down and efficiency up, and it's gotten to the point where now you have utility scale wind farms in Oklahoma as an example. Oklahoma is an oil and gas state. Oklahoma is not one of the many states that require a certain percentage of the electricity in that state to be generated by renewables. Oklahoma doesn't require that, although many states do. And even without that kind of government push, the utilities in Oklahoma are investing in wind farms, and they're making long-term purchase agreements with wind farm operators at prices that are lower than new natural gas plants in Oklahoma. So if the price of electricity generated by wind and solar, and it depends on the geography in which area, but both are competitive with coal and gas at this point. If they can compete and actually beat electricity prices of coal and gas-fired plants at this point when gas prices are really quite low and coal prices are low, it's a remarkable thing, and it speaks to the ability of wind turbine manufacturers, solar panel manufacturers, the people that build the racking systems and everything else, the inverters. All of these companies have been competing and pushing the technology up and the prices down, and it's created a situation where they're already competitive without government subsidies when it comes to electricity in a lot of places, not everywhere. And not with every plant, but it's pretty close. And what this means to me is that in the future, you look out a few years, the chances of gas and coal prices going much lower than they are now is pretty minimal. And if renewable energy can compete already, if you look a few years out and they can keep increasing the efficiency of solar panels and the reliability of wind turbines, et cetera, it's going to make it just a no-brain economical decision in a lot of cases to buy renewable energy. So these companies are going to keep doing better and better. And the perception of the market, to me, it makes it you wait for a time when people are afraid that, for instance, a new Republican Congress is going to hurt the business, or lower oil prices are going to hurt the business, et cetera. And if you can buy some of the better and bigger players, the more efficient and profitable players, when the stocks are down as a result of those things, then it's a money maker. And because the industry keeps getting bigger and bigger, and as time goes on, bigger and bigger players in the market realize that this is the way things are going, the stocks are going to rebound and you're going to make money. That's the way I look at it.
You know, I'll tell you one thing I need to throw in here is, as I mentioned at the outset of this little conversation, Corey and I have known Dave for quite some time now. Dave and I go back to his, origination back in Kitco. And when I met him then, I thought he was an interesting guy because he was a gold bug at that time of sorts. Prior to that, he was very active in the oil patch, specifically in central Canada, if I'm not mistaken, as an investor, as a broker, et cetera. And
as a geologist, too.
As a geologist, too. You took the words right out of my mouth. But having said that, it is interesting and I think adds a lot of credibility when a smart guy like Dave Z here says that, I know all about the oil patch. I know all about the precious metals sector. I've worked in those sectors for an awful long time. And I'm here to tell you, I think diversification into the renewable sector also makes a lot of sense. We're going to have Dave, as I said, he will be contributing a column to our newsletter, which we mentioned in the first segment of the show, and he will be a regular guest on this particular program, also in our editorials, because this guy knows what he's talking about. He spent his entire life in the resource sector, one sector or another within the resource sector, and he's somebody whose opinions we truly value. Dave, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we're looking forward to you contributing to our upcoming newsletter.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with our friend who is definitely a Washington insider, Glenn Downs. Glenn is a regular guest on our program. In terms of politically savvy, you don't get much more politically savvy than Mr. Downs. Glenn, what I'm concerned about right now, not necessarily concerned, because I think it was a natural outcome, but I find to be very interesting is this major rift that's going on right now in the Democratic Party. Now, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, who is a member of the Senate leadership, basically gave what I would have to be, what I would have to say is a rather dramatic public rebuke to President Obama when he said that in terms of his health care bill, it shouldn't have just focused on helping the people who didn't have insurance because they were too poor to have insurance, but it should have focused really more on a, as the Wall Street Journal said, broader swath of the middle class than simply the uninsured. Is he grandstanding or is he right? And don't you find it interesting that a member of the Democratic leadership would come out and publicly take that strong a stance against the president?
Well, Al, one thing that you can say about Senator Schumer is that he is an opportunist. And that is, in the political sense of the word, he knows how to trim his sails to adjust to which way the wind is blowing. And the Democrats, obviously, are hoping to retake the Senate in 2 years. And they had tremendous losses amongst middle-class voters, white voters generally, who felt like they were being left behind by the current situation. And the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, didn't do anything to address, this is one of the things we were talking about, a lot of us back in the day, it didn't do anything to address health care costs or health insurance costs for people that were just normal people. In fact, if anything, it ensured that the costs would go up because you would have people with market rate insurance policies would be subsidizing people who had subsidized insurance policies, cross subsidization within the insurance market. But also you would have, an additional swath of people competing for scarce medical health care provider resources, which would drive the cost up even further on that account. So you've got the middle class is being squeezed, and they are really upset with the political class. And in this election, it definitely attributed to the Republicans' gains at the expense of Democrats, not that all those middle-class people suddenly became, you know, red state Republicans, but that they're just looking for some kind of change. I'll tell you, Al, in addition to the rebuke that you talked about there publicly, there was another less noticed this very week event that happened, kind of behind the scenes, but there was a public aspect to it. There were negotiations going on between the House and Senate tax writers, the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee. And, of course, which involved the leadership of both parties, Harry Reid, John Boehner, and Mr. Schumer, to work to come up with a big, big bill to deal with all these expiring tax provisions that will expire at the end of this year. And they were very, very close to having an agreement that would have extended and expanded, without regard to its consequences on the budget deficit, extended and expanded and made permanent all kinds of these temporary expiring at the end of the year tax credits. There's some things in there that Mr. Schumer liked. There's some things in there that Mr. Reid liked, Harry Reid liked, for their own benefit. But when the White House got wind of what wasn't in there, which was a long-term extension or made permanent for this earned income tax credit, aspects of which have been really widely abused by undocumented aliens, illegal aliens, whatever you want to call the folks that are here illegally, that Obama came out and said, I will veto the bill. And he's going to veto the bill because there was not earned income tax credit extended to lower income people and, you know, people that they would get refundable tax credits even if they didn't pay taxes. And this has been very widely abused by illegal immigrants here. And so that was Obama threatened to veto the entire proposal because it didn't take care of the class of people he wanted to see taken care of with the tax bill. And he publicly rebuked the White House people, publicly rebuked and put distance between themselves, between Reid and Schumer as well. So there's a little bit of a – we talked a lot about the Civil War in the Republican Party. Right now there's a little bit of a Civil War within the Democratic Party about which direction that party ought to go.
Now, Glenn, I'm glad you brought up the other aspects of, I guess, different parts of the political system, because initially the comments by Schumer on Obamacare, quite frankly, don't mean much to me, because Obamacare is already passed. It's already working, or, well, whatever you want to say, whether it's working or not. The fact of the matter is that's already done and behind us. And I think there are some other more important issues, like the immigration, that will be front and center sooner rather than later. And I think that's kind of what you're saying as well, isn't it?
Well, let me throw one thing in here, Glenn, before you get started, and that is the way that Obama put his veto issue out is he said he didn't put it at all the way you put it, which is very accurate. He basically came out and said the deal is going to help well-connected corporations and neglect working families. Well, okay, I mean, I'd sure like to have an income tax credit for no tax for something that I never paid taxes on, but I think the real issue is going to be is the message of the Democrats in 2016 in terms of the economic message. Is it going to be centrist, or is it going to be populist? You know, and I got to tell you, if they go in the populist direction, I think they are almost guaranteed to lose the election. Don't you agree?
Well, Al, I guess I would just take some umbrage with your use of the word populist, because, you know, populism implies, you know, work, you know, sort of the average guy to me. And so he may have Mr. Obama may have tried to use the mainstream working people, line in his release there. But in point of fact, the people that the refundable earned income tax credit go to are people who aren't paying taxes. So the concern is.
I thought that's what I said. If that's not what I said, I apologize. But that's definitely what I meant.
Oh no, I was just trying to on the issue of populist. I don't know that when I think of populist, I think of Pat Buchanan as being a populist, and he's certainly not in favor of Wall Street over Main Street. But he certainly is not in favor of refundable tax credits to people who don't pay tax. So, that being aside, I think your larger point now about the political battle is going to be over the swing voters that are in the broad, mainstream, working class Americans who are finding themselves too wealthy for benefits like the ones Mr. Obama is trying to hand out, but not wealthy enough to be able to afford to send their kids to school and save for retirement and buy a house and pay their health care insurance. The people that are sort of being squeezed and they're looking for help. That's who the battle's for. And it looks like Mr. Schumer is trying to reposition the Democrats to take over that because they're seen as being advocating for people who don't pay taxes, people who shouldn't be here, illegally here and shouldn't be here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's, we'll see what happens, but
I'm not, one more civil war. I'm not sure how anybody can disagree with that. You know, one thing, and then Corey, I thought, you know, I don't want to take the whole thing here, but the one thing that I found really interesting is I was talking with a fellow who works for Microsoft about Obamacare, and he made an interesting comment, and he said the changes that have occurred in our insurance at Microsoft are very interesting. We could end up paying a maximum of an additional $5,000 a year because of the changes that have occurred in deductibles. You can have, I mean, that's contrary to everything that was told the public, back in 2009, 2010. And what I think is really sad about all of that is you got a guy who isn't telling the whole truth. And I think that the mainstream Democrats, quite frankly, are very, very, for lack of better terms, smart to distance themselves from this guy because he is not a savvy politician in the sense that he is totally taking actions that are going to, yes, it's going to help a certain segment of the people, assuming that the government doesn't turn those laws that he's basically bringing into effect over very quickly, but he is absolutely disseminating the Democratic Party. Sorry, guys, we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. News at the top of the hour, and then Corey and I are going to be back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.